terrible time with names. I can remember lines and contexts, but names, no.
Names evaded me for the last, began to get bad about 10 years ago. The last 5 years, it's just almost impossible for me to recall a name.
If I have to. I can get
now,
the name and the poem and rattle it off or anything like that. Just flow just as smoothly, but not anymore. I guess maybe it's just because I haven't worked with those things lately.
Well, it may be that. I don't know. I used to have a wonderful memory. I remember one of the professors at OU, he was quite a good friend. It was history, I believe it was Green's History of the English People. And when I went to school, I lived with the president's family and worked from my boarding room. And of course, when they had parties or entertainment of any kind, I was on duty until it was over. And so they'd had a family party one night, and of course, the next morning when I met my 8 o'clock class under Dean Ganger, he knew that I hadn't had much time to study. I was a little early, and I sit down and open my book and begin reading. And when it was class time, he said, "How much of your lesson have you read this morning?" And I said, "As you know very well, I haven't gotten over it." He said, "You mean you didn't read any, didn't study any yesterday?" And I said, "No, I didn't have time yesterday nor last night." So he said, "That's what I want to find out." So he said, "I want to test your memory." He said, "I know you have an excellent memory, and I've heard you repeat just word for word a whole lesson if given an opportunity." He said, "I know now that you just read this one time." And he said, "Would you mind being an example of the class this morning and repeating what you've read?" And I said, "If you'll start me with the topics, I'll go as far as I've read." And I repeated, I think it was about 3.5 pages of the history part. He thought that was something.
He was good.
He was an excellent history teacher in college, but thankful I had history.
You going out there to shiver, Guy?
Huh?
You going out there to shiver?
I was just watching that. My stuff was going to haul gravel and cover the schoolyard this afternoon, and I guess they're not hauling. I was looking to see if any of them are going by, but I don't see them.
Do you have any hornets around here?
Not that I know of as hornets, no. Some people call them wasps hornets, but they're really not.
Mm-hmm. You have those yellow ones, do you have other wasps?
Once in a while, we have an ugly black one that I come in the house when I see one of them out. They look like they'd be more vicious than yellow ones, and the yellow ones could be bad enough.
You have those red ones here?
No.
Just those mean yellow ones, huh? How about those little bugs that crawl under your skin and make the red spot?
Chiggers?
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't like those.
Well, they don't seem to bother me, or we don't seem to have them here. Now, I go places where they get on me, but ones, if we have any here, usually, you know, they're on the lawns and the Bermuda grass. Now, we never spray our grass for them. And I never have them. We've had mosquitoes in the garden this summer because of the excess wet, and they're all out there in the pea vines, and one of them nabs me about every time I go out to pick peas.
Do you have those bugs that fly around at night and flash a little light?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like to watch them.
Fireflies. Well, if you looked out last night, you'd probably seen 2 or 3 dozen under that tree there for your window, because they get under these elm trees. Lightning bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
When did you call them as a girl?
I think lightning bugs. They're really fireflies, I suppose. That's another thing that James Whitcomb Riley speaks of, Little Orphan Annie.
Yeah, he's come to our house to stay.
Yeah, that's one of the lightning bugs and dew is all squinched away. You better mind your parents and your better mind.